of your favorites of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KGVY 1080, KGVY1080.com, and Vangelis and Chariots of Fire. It's 9:23 on this Thursday morning. I'm Jim Bednarik. Tried to get a Donny Osmond record on there, too, but for some reason wouldn't come through. So maybe we'll try that again another time. But Donny Osmond, Donny wants to win Dancing with the Stars. The 51-year-old tells Entertainment Tonight that if he and his partner, Kim Johnson, cannot take it all, he hopes to at least do better than his sister, Marie, who took third place in 2007. Donny said, quote, "I want to get that trophy. I've got to get at least third or I'll never live it down." "She is the driving force. If I don't get third, I will be hearing about it the rest of my life. At least third, but I want to be first. I want Kim to have the trophy." So says Donny Osmond, who is still in the running, Dancing with the Stars on ABC. And to talk Dancing with the Stars again this morning, we take it to the studio lines and bring in national dance champ Jeannie Tucker. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Jim.
And how are we today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Doing all right. So Donny is still in the running.
He is still in the running. And we're really getting down to the wire now. It's getting tense. There's a lot of stress. People are getting pretty focused.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to go over the smooth and Latin rounds, and there were some exciting things this last week.
Absolutely.
The smooth round, Maya did a fantastic job. She is really now proving that she wants to win this trophy. She came back with a quick step that was fantastic. It was very effortless. She looks so natural. She dances so smooth and beautifully with a pure aesthetic. It's just lovely to watch.
It's effortless.
Absolutely effortless. She's got great musicality. It's really a joy to watch her perform.
Indeed.
Aaron, he was forced and full of visual hard work. You could see he was really trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, she did a beautiful job. She really was smooth, fluid, great form, and grace. Her feet really needed some work, but, you know, overall, a really nice job.
Yeah.
Donny did a great job. He got a standing ovation, very, very, very real and natural and down-to-earth. I think the average person out there could relate to his dance. It was just beautiful. Joanna, not so good. Not in sync with her partner. She seemed to be on a separate track, and they weren't working as a unit. It really was too much running around. I agreed with Len on that.
Yeah.
We had the Latin round, which Donny came out, and
what?
The wonderful thing about this is they had to pick a period, a year period, generation, a genre, and then apply that to the dance they were doing. So Donny got the 80s Paso Doble.
Right.
That was the strangest bunch of costume
He was kind of going for that Adam Ant kind of look, I think, is what he was going for. And she was going for the Cyndi Lauper / Madonna thing, I guess.
I agree. It was pretty funny. And then Kelly came out with a jive that was from the 60s.
Right.
With a little doll that looked more like a voodoo doll. I was a little afraid of it. That was, it was cute, but it wasn't one of the better ones. The one that Aaron did, he came out and did a 90s samba.
Mm-hmm.
They did some one-arm drops and things that really were more from the 80s and disco, and it was a bit disjointed. But overall, he worked hard to sell the dance. He was having a lot of fun. My favorite, not necessarily dancing-wise, but creatively, was Joanna and Derek's futuristic possibility.
I agree. That one was just so well done.
It was amazing. They lit themselves up like the video game Tron. They came out with great lighting, wonderful creativity, stayed in character, sharp movement. It was very, very creative. I really liked it very,
yes,
very much. Of course, the crowd standout was Maya.
Absolutely.
Her 70s samba to Bad Girls was just fabulous. It was, the choreography was wonderful. Her movement is just, it's just from her toes to the top of the hair on her head. She's just fluid. She really, really was able to show the era, the dance, her strengths, and I really commend her pro because he did a fabulous job of working all that together in one dance.
Absolutely. I think she's pretty much unstoppable at this point.
I had my doubts about her. I felt she was unstoppable at the beginning,
mm-hmm,
and then towards the middle she lost a little edge because she didn't seem to care as much, and now she is back.
Yeah.
And it might have been a ploy to kind of drop back and then be able to pull forward and show this, and if it was, it was very smart. We did see Aaron leave this week.
Mm-hmm.
He was voted off, and as sad as I am to see that, I also kind of saw that coming. He has worked so hard. I really think that this has been wonderful for his self-esteem, and he has learned a lot of lessons through being on this show. He just had an edge about him that I don't think related to fans related to. I think that when you look at Kelly, she's not as good of a dancer and hasn't, you know, she's come a long way, but hasn't got some of the ability that he does. But my goodness, the fans relate to her. She touches their heart.
Huge fan base, too, being an Osbourne, so.
Oh, the Osbournes have a huge fan base. She is really supported. And even though people look at it and wonder why she's still there, that's why. This is half and half, voting and your dance ability.
Right, but I also think that Kelly has improved over the weeks, whereas Aaron has been up and down, back and forth, and hasn't been very consistent.
I agree. He hasn't been consistent. Kelly has been consistent, and she also hasn't been the emotional wreck that he has.
Yeah.
I think he's had a lot of personal stuff to go through and the crying and all of the, you know. And I don't know. Sometimes people relate to that. Sometimes they don't.
Right.
And she has really, she's had some difficult times, she's had some challenges, but overall she has just gotten tougher and tougher and tougher, and she's proved that she's really got what it takes to at least have the drive to push through to the end.
So let's see, we're down to Kelly, Donnie, Maya, and Joanna?
Yeah, what do you think, Jim? Where do you think it's going to stand?
We're down to the final four. I'm picking Maya for first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Donnie for second, because you know, it'd be great to see him beat Marie. And then... possibly, it's a toss-up between the other two for third.
Yeah, I have to say, if Maya can perform the way that she has done this last week, then she's really my favorite pick for first. Donnie, it's going to be depending upon what song he gets. If he gets a song that he's really natural and comfortable with, so far as the type of dance that's done to it, he's going to excel. If it's not one of his best dances, boy, Joanna, even though she's been up and down also, she could pull forward. It could end up being the two women against each other or Donnie and Maya. And I don't have Kelly unless her fan base just comes out of wherever.
Right,
right. Have her, anywhere but fourth. But
okay.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens come Monday night. And, of course, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday morning at about 9:30 or so. Mm-hmm. Find out more.
And let's just hope the main thing that nobody else gets the flu, because all of our things that we're talking about could change.
That's true. Yeah. It's all contingent on that. Everybody staying healthy and fit and well for next week. All right. Hey, check out Jeannie's website, please do, at www.jeannietucker.com to find out more about Jeannie online, www.jeannietucker.com, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Jim.